KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's mostly cloudy and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of drizzle, fog, and a chance of rain today. A high near 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Iowa Senator Rob Hogue of Cedar Rapids, the chair of the Senate Government Oversight Committee, and Senate Majority Leader Mike Ronstall of Council Bluffs will take a private tour of the Glenwood Resource Center on Monday, November 30th. Senator Hogue said that he looks forward to learning how the people working here help Iowa individuals and their families. The Glenwood Resource Center provides residential services for individuals who have struggled to be successful in their local communities. It also provides in-home support for residents transitioning back to their communities. The center helps community-based providers by providing assessments, training, and other technical support. Ronstall says all of the services at Glenwood have the goal of helping individuals become successful in their own communities. In times of trouble, Iowa families in more than half of our state's counties count on Glenwood for services that are unavailable elsewhere. The two senators are touring Glenwood in the aftermath of Governor Branstad's unilateral decisions to close the Iowa Juvenile Home and Mental Health Institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. Iowa's governor is also fighting to hand over the administration of Medicaid services to four out-of-state for-profit companies. Hogue said that many families advocate and healthcare and healthcare providers believe Governor Branstad's hasty decisions are weakening Iowa's safety net. Glenwood, he says, is an important part of that safety net. When hit by very serious health care challenges, Iowa families often depend on the services provided by the professionals working at Glenwood. That's Senator Rob Hogue. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center announced this week that Sarah Herzberg is now a licensed psychologist and health service provider in the state of Iowa. Herzberg has been with the Cass County Health System for 19 years and has been with Southwest Iowa Mental Health for the last 11 years. In a press release, she said, "The doctoral degree and licensure allow me to serve the community by doing something I truly love. I'll be able to see a broader range of clients and hopefully cut down on patients' waiting time for first-time appointments." Sarah Herzberg graduated from the Cam High School, has a bachelor's degree in psychology from ISU, a master's degree in counseling psychology from Northwest Missouri State University, and recently completed a PhD in counseling psychology from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Her background is in counseling psychology with training in diagnosing and treating a variety of issues such as depression, anxiety, and other chronic mental health issues. Herzberg also supervises clinicians who provide care through the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center school-based mental health program. Southwest Iowa Mental Health partners with the Cass County Hospital to meet the mental health needs of children, adolescents, and adults. The treatment team includes professionals in the disciplines of psychiatry, social work, psychology, and psychiatric nursing. Well, a court document says a man accused of killing a woman at a Coralville mall told officers he, quote, snapped after getting a text from the woman that said she was breaking off their relationship. 22-year-old Alexander Kozak has pleaded not guilty to a murder charge in the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Andrea Farrington at the Coral Ridge Mall on June the 12th. His trial is set to begin April 12th. Kozak worked as a mall security guard but had quit his job earlier in the day. Farrington had worked at a children's museum kiosk at the mall. An officer said in a warrant application made public this week that Kozak said after his arrest that, quote, he snapped and went back to his residence in North Liberty to get his gun. Motorists in Iowa are reminded to buckle up, slow down, and make sure they obey all the traffic laws during the upcoming Thanksgiving weekend. Officials of the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau say a special traffic enforcement program, or STEP, will be in effect, with law enforcement officers from various agencies on the lookout for motorists who are not wearing their seatbelts, speeders, erratic drivers, and persons with defective vehicle equipment, such as taillights out, headlights out, expired license plates, and so on. Authorities say the holiday period, which begins this evening at 6 o'clock and runs through 6 a.m. Monday, is the busiest travel time of the year for American motorists. Unfortunately, they say more motorists on the road increase the likelihood of traffic crashes, and wearing the seatbelt is the single most effective way to prevent injury or death in a crash. The risk of fatal injury goes down by 45% when seatbelted in a passenger car and 60% in a light truck. The Iowa Department of Public Safety and Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau reminds you that whether you're traveling near or far, take a moment to simply buckle your seatbelt and, of course, keep an eye on the forecast, because the weather forecast is calling for a winter storm watch. It'll be in effect beginning at 6 a.m. tomorrow through 6 a.m. on Friday and we could see some freezing rain here in the Atlantic area in addition to some snow. Elsewhere in the news, an Iowa State University economist says the signs are pointing to an average holiday season for retailers this year. Dave Swenson says all of the analysis he's seen doesn't predict any big swings in shopping.
Most people who are looking at the Iowa economy say it's looking steady and a lot like last year. We've continued to improve. Incomes have gone up. And by all measures, then, you should expect a conventional holiday season.
The good news is the economy hasn't gotten worse compared to last year, but the improvement, he says, isn't setting any records.
There's no part of the Iowa economy that's booming. There's no special part that's really showing well. So because of that, there's really not a lot of expectation for there to be a strong growth in spending for the holiday beyond the growth that's already occurring in just regular household income.
Swenson says it does appear, though, that the urban areas have an edge over rural areas economically.
The farm sector is weaker because of low crop prices, and the multiplied through consequences of that might mean that there are parts of the economy that aren't doing as well. We know that communities that depend on manufacturing jobs and those types of things aren't doing quite as well as the metropolitan areas, which are enjoying consistent both employment, population, and income growth.
One thing that is making an impact across the economy in Iowa is the drop in gas prices. Swenson says the savings at the pump translates into a pay increase for households.
Compared to a year ago, it's significant. Now, how much that increase is as a fraction of your household income, well, it isn't that much. Gas prices have more of a psychological than a significant effect for most families, but it will put more money in our pockets and create more disposable income and greater opportunities for purchases.
He says the savings at the gas pump will be spent on other things.
We can afford to do just a little bit more over the holiday season, but not that much more.
Milder temperatures and lower heating fuel costs also save Iowans some money on utility bills.
Every little piece of energy savings, whether it's in your utility bill or if it's gas being pumped into your car, every little savings there does boost household incomes. And it's one of the few boosts to household incomes we're getting.
Swenson says that boost helps in a time when the wages have pretty much been staying flat. The news was brought to you this hour by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call today at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.